Cuomo says the New York State Council on the Arts will begin sponsoring pop-up performances as early as February with 150 artists in outdoor venues like state parks.
We cannot wait until summer to turn the lights back on for the arts and provide a living wage for artists.
Performers include Amy Schumer, Chris Rock, Wynton Marsalis, and Renee Fleming, as well as Ballet Hispanico, the Albany Symphony Orchestra, and the National Black Theater. The governor says as the pandemic has dragged on, too many artists have been out of work for too long. He says a study by the National Endowment for the Arts found 52% of actors, 55% of dancers, and 27% of musicians were out of work in September of 2020. And he says in New York City, the arts and culture industry accounts for 500,000 jobs and generates $120 billion in economic output.
We will not let the curtain fall on their careers or on the future of our cities.
Cuomo says he's building on a so far successful pilot program that is allowing a limited number of Buffalo Bills fans to attend the football team's playoff games. The governor plans to install rapid testing sites outside the events, as well as near some indoor venues, so that Broadway and other theaters can eventually reopen and restaurants could allow more indoor diners. The planned events will culminate in the 20th anniversary of the Tribeca Film Festival in Lower Manhattan. That was begun after another dark period in New York's history, the terrorist attack of September 11, 2001. The governor is also calling on philanthropic organizations, including the Mellon Foundation, to steer funds to community arts groups. But he warns that even with these efforts, it's not likely the economy and culture will go back to what it once was after the pandemic subsides.
The reality is not all businesses will reopen, and not all jobs are coming back as they were. Some of the changes we have seen this year will be permanent, and other changes preview new realities we have not even considered.
Cuomo believes that more people will continue to work from home, either full or part-time, and he wants to create more access to affordable high-speed internet for low-income workers. The governor says he'll propose a law requiring that internet providers offer Wi-Fi services at $15 a month for the state's poorest residents. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.